As the annual film festival comes to a close in Karlovy Vary, so ends a week of reports from Radio Prague on the goings-on at the Czech Republic's foremost cultural event. Saturday evening, the Crystal Globes will be awarded for the 44th time, and to discuss the event, I had a general chat about all things film with someone who knows film festivals from every angle. Philip Bergson founded the Oxford Film Festival, among others. He has served on a number of juries, written on film for scores of publications, and has devoted a great deal of effort and interest to Czech and Central European cinema. How did he view the festival as a whole this year?
Well, I think it's going very well, because it's a small miracle that it even happens in view of the international economic crisis. And they seem to have brought the films from the world, most of the filmmakers, the film people, the usual caravan of the press seem to be here, and there have been some parties. I mean, there wasn't a lot to drink at the opening night party, but otherwise, I think it's going well. And what is the big success of Karlovy Vary compared with many other international festivals is that it's an audience festival, that, and especially a young audience, and that everybody comes, queues, gets a seat, and you always find a seat at the end, even if you haven't bought one or reserved one well in advance. And it's a great feeling, I think. I think it must be marvelous for the filmmaker to have his film applauded by a large crowd at midnight or in a tent somewhere. I think the atmosphere is great. It's completely different from, say, Cannes or Berlin.
The very obvious question, how are the films?
I've seen some good films. I mean, I've just seen the new Andreas Dresen film, which is a lovely film about making a film called Whiskey with Vodka. Not to be obsessive, it's a very nice title for a film as well. I liked very much the Danish film, Applause. So, of course, you're going to find not good films in various sections. This reflects the world state of filmmaking. But there are good films, and I've seen some so far.
What about the in-competition section? How do you rate the films that were chosen? How do you rate the choosing of the films?
Yeah, it's always a difficulty to find films in competition because you have an obsession to obey the rules of the FIAF, this French mafia that controls festivals, that it must be a brand new film or it must be a world premiere or etc., etc. So, sandwiched, if that's the word, between Berlin, Cannes and Venice, it's difficult to come up with top quality films, obviously. But I think by now the word has got out that this is such a wonderful atmosphere, that it's a wonderful place to bring a film, and that a filmmaker who already has been, maybe, to other festivals, or whose actual current film might be more in the mood for the audience here, will agree to send the film. And so I think to some extent it's not only the usual suspects, the friends of the festival who come here, the countries that support the festival. It's always been very strong for Scandinavia, I think, Denmark, Finland, Norway, because they've won prizes. Then they tend to encourage their fellow filmmakers, go to Karlovy Vary, don't go to Venice, don't go to Cannes. Certain films are not right for Cannes. At the same time, of course, it's difficult when the film is completely unknown, maybe, or maybe Ava or somebody has seen it in a dark room, has seen maybe only 50 minutes of it. It's a bit of a gamble. But I think the selection, certainly on paper, looks strong, and I've already seen certain films that I think of international standard, absolutely. The only thing that surprised me a bit was there didn't seem to be many films in competition. I think it's only something like 14. And that seems a bit maybe weak for an international festival. On the other hand, not to forget, there is this parallel competition, which is the East of the West, which I'm hearing from a lot of people that it's becoming very interesting, and that some of the stronger films are in the East of the West. This is the emerging countries, the Balkans, whatever. Of course, the Czech film. I think there is no Czech film in the competition, but I think there are Czech films in East of the West. So I think between those two competitions, you certainly can find something to write home about.
Expand a bit, if you would, on the significance of the festival period, because obviously it's one of the oldest festivals in the world, and I've met film critics and journalists here who are here for the first time and they didn't know about it.
Well, this is all part of the Czech charm for keeping its treasures and its beautiful things at home and not telling foreign people about them. The same way that this wonderful liquor which is made in this city, Becherovka, is almost not known in 20 European capitals, so Karlovy Vary, it has a difficult name for some people. If you start to say it's near Marienbad, it's near the real Marienbad, then they might begin to realize what Carlsbad was. Of course, it was under the shadow of Moscow, literally, under the former Happy Times, and that was why the festival didn't really have a big tradition, because it had to alternate with Moscow. But I think anybody who has been the last, say the last 10 years, I guess the Zaharalova Bartushka regime is 10 years or more, and it's totally turned it around, and I think it's made something new out of what indeed is perhaps the second oldest festival in the world, in the sense that Cannes, of course, started in 39, and then the war stopped it the day it opened, and reopened in 46, as did, I believe, the very first festival, which was in Marienbad, was in 46. So it has a long, very long tradition. But it had these communist years, this sort of nightmare that we don't want to think about anymore, but we have to, I suppose, stopped it becoming on the level of Cannes, San Sebastian, maybe Mar del Plata. But absolutely, for me, it is one of the top festivals of the world, again.
Okay, I'd say you must have some tips. What do you think is going to win what?
To be honest, at this stage, it's a little difficult. I don't quite know the temperature, so to say, of the jury members. Some of the jury members, I don't really know them professionally or personally, so because usually you can get an idea from who's on the jury. For example, it's hardly a surprise that Isabelle Huppert, presiding Cannes, should have seen the prize go to Michael Haneke. I don't think that's a surprise, even though she may have held back from the decisions and the discussions originally, but, you know, the jury president does have two votes normally. So I don't know what's going to win. I would hope that, I would think a strong tip for actress, and this is early days, is Paprika Steen playing this actress who's having an emotional crisis with her children and her ex-husband in the film Applause from Denmark. And actually, I think if there is a prize for script, I can't remember whether they can sometimes do that. I think the film from Germany in competition, Whiskey with Vodka, should be a strong contender for a prize for a script, for example. I think there'll be some happy people on the closing night, or deservedly happy people.
Are there some European gems that are getting their early releases here that you think are going to end up being very important?
Yes, I mean, there are films that have been in some other festivals in Spain, etc. I think they'll get a bigger focus here, and there are some distributors here, and I would hope that the press would write about them in other languages, and so there's a chance. I mean, it's not really... I think this is a festival where maybe the press, the critics, are more important than the distributors. I don't think there are that many actual acquiring agents, you know, acquisition agents. That's something maybe the festival could do a bit more about looking at, perhaps. But I think from the articles about films, I'm quite sure that a lot of the films that have not yet secured distribution, either in this country or elsewhere, will do so. I mean, I think one of the biggest successes seems to have been the public response to the films of Patrice Chéreau. These are not new films as far as the rest of Europe is concerned, but it may be that they have not been received or released in cinemas in the Czech Republic, and it may be that a Czech distributor might pick up some of the older films if the rights are available. Of course, there is this whole new market now, television and DVDs. Maybe there are some acquisition agents from that area, but I do still think that a film should be shown on a big screen, and you can hardly get a bigger screen than the Velki Kino in the Hotel Thermal, and the atmosphere to see a film on that big screen is, I think, what it's all about. So I think if there are people inside that auditorium at such a screening, I'm sure they will convey the enthusiasm for a film, and that will eventually, it takes a while. I mean, in England even, we have quite a good team of distribution people who go to Cannes, etc. But even a film bought at Cannes, it's 1 year before it comes in a British cinema regularly. So I think these are films that are going to have a slow journey to the cinema, but I think they will get released in Europe, quite a few of the films that have been selected for this year's Carlo Vivari.